Welcome to this podcast about Port Vita and Raspberry Strait in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Port Vita is an abandoned herring reduction plant and saltery on Raspberry Strait, on the northeastern coast of Raspberry Island, about 31 miles northwest of Kodiak and 15 miles northwest of Port Lyons, Alaska. The island is 18 miles long, with a width ranging from 3 miles to 8 miles and a high point of 3,300 feet. Part of the Kodiak Archipelago in the Gulf of Alaska, it has the Shelikof Strait to the northwest and the Kuprianov Strait, which separates it from Kodiak Island, to the south. The Aleutic Sugpiak people have lived in the archipelago for more than 7,500 years. After the United States purchased Alaska in 1867, prospectors found placer gold deposits on Raspberry Beach by 1915. Mining remained limited, and the last recorded activity was in 1935. Herring are small fish that travel in large schools. Most are not eaten directly, but are reduced into oil and meal, used for animal feed and fertilizer, at herring reduction plants. To press the oil and water out of the fish, workers first cooked them by conveying them through a long, steam-jacketed tube with a screw conveyor. The fish were then pressed in a perforated cylinder, draining liquid as they went. That liquid passed through a centrifuge, which separated the oil from the water, while the compressed residue, called press cake, was dried and ground into meal. The meal then flowed from a hopper into burlap sacks for shipping. By 1951, Raspberry Island had three herring reduction plants, Port Wakefield, Port Vita, and Iron Creek. Iron Creek, the smallest, owned no fishing boats of its own and relied on independent vessels for its catch. Alaska's herring reduction industry, which had thrived through the 1920s and 1930s, went into rapid decline in the 1950s as cheaper Peruvian anchoveta oil undercut prices. The state's last such plant closed in 1966. Today, most of the island belongs to a Fognak Native Corporation and is uninhabited except for two wilderness lodges built on former cannery sites at Port Wakefield and Iron Creek. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.